You have a choice when it comes to your cancer care, and I want you to know that at Valor Oncology, we are here to provide the best possible care right here in Reading. I'm Dr. Lauren Strickland, Valor's breast oncology surgeon, and I'm proud to serve this community that I call home. When you come to Valor Oncology, you'll see the same dedicated team at every visit, physicians who know your history and are committed to your care. We offer state-of-the-art technology that rivals major cancer centers, combined with the personalized care you deserve. We are not just a team of doctors. We are part of the fabric of this community, and we are here for you today and tomorrow. When it comes to your health, you deserve expert care, compassion, and stability. Ask your doctor to refer you to Valor Oncology because we're committed to you and we're committed to Reading. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie! No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, broadcasting live from Denver, Colorado. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. I want to assure you today that I have all my faculties. I, other than as I tend to do, I mispronounce words a lot because I'm always talking too fast and my brain's always, you know, four steps ahead of where my mouth is. And I've got an okay memory. There's a lot of stuff that I... When I think about all of the crap that I've dealt with in my lifetime, there are things that will cause me to go, now, where did that happen? You know, I was talking to a friend yesterday about a situation where we were talking about communist China. And in the course of the story, it reminded me of a moment that I'd had in a conversation with someone from Hong Kong. And as he's talking about, because he's dealt a lot in communist China, I'm thinking to myself, where the hell did I have this conversation with, and it was a woman, about Hong Kong? Because she had, and suddenly, well, I shouldn't say suddenly, but as I'm scraping through my brain trying to figure out where that stupid memory is, it dawns on me all of a sudden, boom, oh, it was at dinner one night, and somehow I got into a conversation with a woman that appeared to be from China, because I'd finally asked her, because she still spoke with a very heavy Chinese accent, I'd asked her the question. I said, have you recently moved here, or where are you from? You know, where's your family from? You know, is it China or Taiwan, or, you know, is it Singapore, or, you know, whatever it is. And she started going into a whole conversation about her family escaping from Hong Kong back in the, it was probably the early 90s, probably right before, I think it was maybe 1998, I forget the exact year, when the Brits turned over Hong Kong to the China. It was going to be one nation but two systems. Chinese lied. We were funny about it. But anyway, I say all of that to remind you that, yeah, I know that occasionally I forget things and it takes me a minute to, because so many things, so many stories in my head from all the world travels and everything else, then every once in a while it takes me a few moments to figure out, now, where the hell did I hear? What was that story? But I do remember the story. And I remember significant dates. I tell you the one thing I don't recall, and I bet you don't either. I bet you don't know, if you have kids, I bet you don't know their phone number. The only reason I know my mom's phone number is because they've had that same number since they've lived in that house since 1969. And so I kind of remember that phone number. But my children, I don't remember their phone numbers anymore. I do remember my wife's number, but I don't know why. there are a few numbers I have in my head, phone numbers that I have in my head that I can recall. But almost all the numbers that I used to remember, I no longer remember why. The same reason you don't remember them. Because they're just somebody's name in your smartphone. They're either in your favorites, and I have, I don't know, maybe a dozen favorites. No, you're not one of them. And the others are all just all in my contacts. The reason I'm even talking about memory or remembering things is we had a real bombshell yesterday. I do mean truly a bombshell hit us. And so we're going to dive into this story. And the story raises a lot of tough questions about transparency, about leadership. And I think two of the most important things that this story raises is the issue of the role of the media in our society, which is often referred to as the fourth estate, because we have, we've got the Supreme Court, we've got Congress, we've got the presidency, and then over here, not really mentioned in the Constitution other than, we have freedom of the press in this country. The fourth estate is considered to be that group that, on behalf of you and me, don't choke on your whatever you're eating or drinking right now. But we depend, supposedly we were going to depend upon them, according to the Founding Fathers, to provide us with a check and balance on what the government was doing. Ha! What a joke, right? Because now the press has become as much a part of the government, and they become spokespeople for the government. Whether it's Fox News, which takes a decidedly conservative point of view, which I happen to agree with, or whether it's CNN, or it's MSNBC, or it's the networks, or whomever it might be, or it's, the Denver Post, or it's the Los Angeles Times, it's the Washington Post, it's the New York Times, or it's the news section of the Wall Street Journal as opposed to the editorial section of the Wall Street Journal. That fourth estate has absolutely abdicated their role. Absolutely abdicated. And the role of leadership in this country. We've been through a horrific 4 years that we don't realize just how horrific it was. Audio clips from Special Counsel Robert Hur's investigation into President Biden's handling of classified documents have now, at least some of it, has now surfaced. And it really does paint a troubling picture of Biden's mental state. The clips, obtained by Axios, released by CNN and Axios, reveal moments of confusion, a lot of rambling, that I found shocking. Only shocking in this sense, because we witnessed it. We saw it. It was living in a true Orwellian world where were our eyes and our ears lying to us? We now know for a fact that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Kareem Jean-Pierre, remember her? Yeah, surely you haven't forgotten her yet. Remember she was a DEI hire because she happened to be female, black, and gay. So she fit, three categories that make Democrats happy. So we made her, or the president, President Biden, made her the press secretary. And despite numerous questions about, was the president confused? Did the president, why did the president fall? Why did he wander off when he was over in Europe? Why did he do this? Why did he do that? And she would just attack the media for asking questions. And then we had the president himself, after the Hur report came out, just blasted the special counsel for doing things like, how dare he bring up my son Beau's death? When in fact, we now know for a fact that Robert Hur didn't bring that up. Joe Biden brought it up and then couldn't remember anything about it. So these clips released by CNN and Axios reveal moments of confusion and rambling that truly are shocking. But what's just as startling is how the cabal handled, or probably the more appropriate word is mishandled, concerns about Biden's cognitive fitness. So we're going to unpack that story. you're going to hear the audio. It's somewhat difficult to hear. I mean, it's not, I don't mean it's difficult. I don't mean it's difficult to hear like hearing your own mother or your grandfather or your uncle or somebody that's, you know, descending into dementia. It's difficult to listen to because you realize, oh my gosh, how long was he like that? What decisions were made while he was like that? Who made those decisions? And what if, just what if something horrible had happened in this country, who would be in charge? Who would have been making the decisions? So stay tuned because I'm going to unpack the story. I want you to hear the audio, and I want you to go back in time and think about just what a dangerous, dangerous situation that presented. Don't forget, we got some rules of engagement. If you want to engage in the program, text the program. You can text me anytime, day or night. On your message app, the number is 33103. 33103. Use the keyword Mike or Michael. We'll be right back.
Thinking about buying a new car? You might want to pump the brakes. With prices climbing across the board, that new car smell is coming with a bigger price tag than ever. It's no wonder more people are choosing to keep the cars they already own, and Maaco is here to help make those cars feel brand new again. Whether your vehicle's rocking a faded finish, carrying around a few dents from daily life, or your bumper's seen better days, we've got you covered. Maaco specializes in high-quality, affordable paint jobs and light collision repairs that bring your car back to life. Without the sticker shock, you'll be surprised how far a fresh coat of paint and a little bodywork can go. It's fast, affordable, and makes your car look great without blowing your budget. Don't wait. Book your free estimate online or visit your nearest Maaco today. Appointments fill up fast, and your car deserves a fresh start. Because now, more than ever, it just makes sense to invest in what you already have. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to the Billies, Anna Jay, Soul Punch, Ashley Black, and the Liquid Amber Band. Enjoy fun with the family with Redding Balloons and Face Painting by Squishy Doodle. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 18th annual Taste of Redding, Sunday, June 8th at the Sculpture Park at Redding City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high-demand career technical programs. like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding, or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guarantee placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition-free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you tuning in. I appreciate you listening to the program. We're talking about this bombshell yesterday that Axios and CNN, in releasing portions of the audio from the deposition that Robert Hur, the special counsel, did investigating classified documents case, for which, similarly, Donald Trump had been indicted. But the decision was made not to indict Joe Biden, because, well, he was, you know, an old fart that, you know, a jury would look upon sympathetically and would never convict. And we'll get to that audio. You may or may not have heard the audio, even if you have. I'm still not going to play it right now, because I want you to remember first all the bull crap we went through. All the utter bull crap. And, you know, and I, not even just us. Yes, you and I, as citizens of this nation, went through a bunch of bullcrap in which we were lied to, in which we were told that, no, everything's fine, everything's hunky-dory, don't worry about it. But Robert Hur himself, the special counsel himself, was just obliterated in the press, just obliterated in congressional hearings, because how dare you say these things about Joe Biden? Now, I've never met Robert Hur. He's, I actually think he may have been working in the Bush administration when I was there, but I just don't think we ever crossed paths, so I don't know him. He may have been working as a U.S. attorney somewhere, but I don't know. Never met him. But I can say this, that it's not unusual for people that are in the public eye, that are handling controversial issues, that are trying to do the right thing, will stick to their guns and do what they need to do regardless of what the press says. Been there, done that myself. And so do some of these U.S. attorneys. Even though I may vociferously disagree with what some of them are doing, I always in the back of my mind think, or want to believe, not always, but most of the time I want to believe, that they really are trying to do what they believe is the right thing. That's harder and harder to do. In the 20 years since I was the Undersecretary of Homeland Security, it has become more and more difficult for me to believe that, which is a sad state, sad commentary on our society. But I think that's where we are. Robert Hur testified before the Congress. This was March 12 of last year, so a little over a year ago.
Chairman Jordan, Ranking Member Nadler, Chairman Comer, Ranking Member Raskin, members of the committee, good morning. I'm privileged to have served our country for the majority of my career, a decade and a half, most of those years with the Department of Justice. I have served as a line prosecutor, a supervisor, the principal associate deputy attorney general, a United States attorney, and a special counsel. I've served in these roles with gratitude as the son of immigrants to this country, the first member of my family to be born here. My parents grew up in Korea and were young children during the Korean War. My father remembers being hungry and grateful for the food that American GIs shared with him and his siblings. My mother fled what is now North Korea in her own mother's arms, heading south to safety. My parents eventually met, married, and came to the U.S., seeking a better life for themselves and for their children. Their lives and mine would have been very different were it not for this country. No matter the role, no matter the administration, I have applied the same standards and the same impartiality. My respect for the Justice Department and my commitment to this country are why I agreed to serve as special counsel when asked by the Attorney General. I resolved to do the work as I did all my work for the department, fairly, thoroughly, and professionally, with close attention to the policies and practices that govern department prosecutors. My team and I conducted a thorough, independent investigation. We identified evidence that the president willfully retained classified materials after the end of his vice presidency when he was a private citizen.
Which is a violation of the law. The same thing that Donald Trump was accused of. Donald Trump, however, was president. You see, this is a distinction that I want you to remember. Biden had classified documents from his Senate days for which there was no privilege. There was no executive authority by which he could claim that he had any right to those classified documents whatsoever. He also served as vice president. So it wasn't as if any documents he had, which were Kurd's administration, and asked to have them declassified, or have the president, in his case Obama, declassify them, or ask Trump to declassify them since Trump took over after Obama, and then have them for his records, for writing his memoir, whatever he's going to do with them. So it was a completely different circumstance, even though I've heard many commentators over the past 24 hours talk about, well, you know, this is, you know, Trump was different. Yeah, Trump was different because he was a former president. At the time that these acts occurred, Joe Biden was not a former president because we're going back to prior to the 2016 election, prior to his inauguration in 2017. I mean, 2021.
This evidence included an audio recorded conversation during which Mr. Biden told his ghostwriter that he had, quote, just found all the classified stuff downstairs, end quote. When Mr. Biden said this, he was a private citizen speaking to his ghostwriter in his private rental home in Virginia. We also identified other recorded conversations during which Mr. Biden read classified information aloud to his ghostwriter. We did not, however, identify evidence that rose to the level of proof beyond a reasonable doubt. Because the evidence fell short of that standard, I declined to recommend criminal charges against Mr. Biden. The department's regulations required me to write a confidential report explaining my decision to the Attorney General. I understood that my explanation about this case had to include rigorous, detailed, and thorough analysis. In other words, I needed to show my work, just as I would expect any prosecutor to show his or her work explaining the decision to prosecute or not. The need to show my work was especially strong here. The Attorney General had appointed me to investigate the actions of the Attorney General's boss, the sitting President of the United States. I knew that for my decision to be credible, I could not simply announce that I recommended no criminal charges and leave it at that. I needed to explain why. My report reflects my best effort to explain why I declined to recommend charging President Biden. I analyzed the evidence as prosecutors routinely do by assessing its strengths and weaknesses, including by anticipating the ways in which the president's defense lawyers might poke holes in the government's case if there were a trial.
If there were a trial. And that's exactly what any prosecutor would do. Hey, what's the other side? What are the defense lawyers going to do with this? Do we? You've seen it in TV shows and dramas where district attorneys have to think about how will the defense lawyers attack this? Okay, well then we need to go a step further. Think about that. Speaking with Michael Brown. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
What if you could unlock over $1 million in personal and business credit? That's exactly what Ray Reynolds can do for you. I'm talking about protecting your family and building your business with $100,000 in personal or business cash credit. And Ray can help you rebuild your credit score to 750. Ray Reynolds isn't just any expert. He helped the security chief of TRW that became Experian, one of the most trusted credit bureaus. If you're looking to get your finances on track, Ray is the man you should call for a 750 credit score. Call Ray at 800-427-5991. 800-427-5991. Join his live webinars and attend his weekly workshops to learn the insider strategies for hitting your personal and business goals. Ready for a 750 credit score and your first $100,000 in credit? Call Ray Reynolds now at 800-427-5991. That's 800-427-5991.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Join Token's radio show every Tuesday night starting at 6 on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy Tuesday nights at 6 on KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane and a Vietnam veteran. With Memorial Day coming up this 26th of May, I would like to remind you that it is more than a three-day weekend. With the words from President Ronald Reagan in one of his many Memorial Day speeches, he had just received the bodies of four Marines who had died while on active duty. He said, "There is a special sadness that accompanies the death of service members, because our country is never quite good enough to them. Not really. We can't be. Because what they gave us is beyond our power to repay. And all we can do is remember. Most of them were boys and girls when they died, and they gave up two lives. The one they were living and the one they would have lived. They gave up everything for us. And all we can do is remember and honor them. This Memorial Day, please remember and honor our fallen service men and women."
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walk-through home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
We'll be right back.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. If you want to follow me on X, formerly Twitter, it's at Michael Brown USA. You'll give me a follow right now. It's usually fairly entertaining, at Michael Brown USA. There's a great text message that I want to address before we get back to Robert Herr. Goober number 0195 writes, Why is yesterday's release of Herr's recordings a valid description of Biden's decline? But the myriad video and audio recordings from 2019 to last July just present his stutter? Oh, I don't think that yesterday's release is any more or less important than what you and I witnessed with our own eyes and heard with our own ears over the course of that term of his office. We saw it. We heard it. The difference is we now know for a fact that the White House staff, his Biden's family, and members of the media were lying about it. That's the bombshell. That's the importance. You and I, if we ask anybody who was trying to be objective, whether we thought that, you know, whether you thought that Biden was suffering from a mental decline, from a cognitive decline, during his 4 years in office, I think a rational person would say yes. But if you ask the media that, if you ask Jake Tapper, and I'm going to pick on Jake Tapper quite a bit because Jake Tapper is now trying to do what? He's trying to now cash in on what he was hiding all that time. And I think it's despicable. I told my wife last night, I would love to read Tapper's book, but I sure as hell am not going to pay for it. I'm not going to give him a nickel. I haven't been to a public library in decades, but I might just have to go get a library card and see if I can find it. Or I'll beg somebody else to go waste their money. But I refuse to give Jake Tapper a nickel for this. So that's why it's different, and that's why it's the bombshell that it is. So back in 2024, February of last year, Herr was doing this investigation about whether Biden mishandled documents from his time as vice president. And during the interviews, Herr was asking Biden very simple questions about where he kept the papers. And what followed was anything but a straightforward answer. What followed was, as Robert Herr points out when he testified before Congress, was a genuine display of a lack of mental acuity.
And seek to persuade jurors that the government could not prove his guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. There has been a lot of attention paid to language in the report about the president's memory, so let me say a few words about that. My task was to determine whether the president retained or disclosed national defense information willfully.
Now, why is that important? There is, in the law, a Latin phrase, mens rea. You have to have the state of mind, the knowledge, the understanding that you're committing a crime. If you don't have, either by reason of insanity or lack of mental capacity, to know that what you're doing is wrong, it's really hard to charge someone with a crime that requires a willfulness. And keeping classified documents is a crime if you will. Yeah, it can also be a crime if you just mishandle it, and you just happen to leave it laying on your tray on an airplane. That can be a crime too. But also purposely keeping the documents, knowingly keeping the documents, is also a crime. And that's why Herr is addressing this.
That means knowingly and with the intent to do something the law forbids. I could not make that determination without assessing the president's state of mind. For that reason, I had to consider the president's memory and overall mental state and how a jury likely would perceive his memory and mental state in a criminal trial. These are the types of issues that prosecutors analyze every day. And because these issues were important to my ultimate decision, I had to include a discussion of them in my report to the Attorney General. The evidence and the president himself put his memory squarely at issue. We interviewed the president and asked him about his recorded statement. Quote, I just found all the classified stuff downstairs, end quote. He told us that he didn't remember saying that to his ghostwriter. He also said he didn't remember finding any classified material in his home after his vice presidency. And he didn't remember anything about how classified documents about Afghanistan made their way into his garage. My assessment in the report about the relevance of the president's memory was necessary and accurate and fair. Most importantly, what I wrote is what I believe the evidence shows and what I expect jurors would perceive and believe. I did not sanitize my explanation, nor did I disparage the president unfairly. I explained to the Attorney General my decision and the reasons for it. That's what I was required to do.
And that's what he did. And when this report came out in March of last, when this testimony came out in March of last year, everyone in the cabal went crazy. How dare you do that? The president himself came out and held a press conference in which he was offended. He would, you know how he would get mad and the voice would raise and he'd start shouting at everything. And he was shouting about, how dare you question me about my son's death? Well, actually, we now find out, as was rumored before, but now we know factually, that Biden is the one that brought up his son Beau's death. Not the special counsel, not any of the lawyers in the room. We also know that there was now an aide in the room, which I find interesting. Why would you have an aide there and not your personal lawyer? I found that fairly interesting. So let's think about what we've heard, but I want you to think about it in terms of Jake Tapper.
Passing him into a disaster, do you worry that you damaged him at all? I don't doubt that you got hugs and handshakes behind closed doors today, and maybe even publicly, some of them, because they like you personally. But I've heard a lot of really nasty stuff about you from your Democratic colleagues. Sure. I mean, just like, what is he thinking? Exercise.
This is Jake Tapper talking to Congressman Dean Phillips, because he was engaged in a primary challenge against Biden. And he was just ripped a new one by his fellow Democrats. How dare you challenge this president? And Tapper's actually carrying water for the Democrats in this interview.
Behind closed doors today, and maybe even publicly, some of them, because they like you personally. But I've heard a lot of really nasty stuff about you from your Democratic colleagues.
Sure.
I mean, just like, what is he thinking? Exercise in narcissism. I mean,
false claims to the Wall Street Journal about President Biden's mental fitness and acuity.
He's 81, and his memory, you know, it doesn't seem great. It's not horrible, but I don't understand the outrage. Quote, behind closed doors, Biden shows signs of slipping.
Okay. Here we go. We're just going to run into Jake Tapper now. And over the course of the past year, here's him basically saying, oh, you can't believe your ears and you can't believe your eyes. Really, Jake?
Quote, the Wall Street Journal is owned by News Corp, which is run by the Murdochs. Beyond the headline, there is some critical nuance here. The article is mostly based on observations of Republicans, with former Speaker Kevin McCarthy the only one going on the record. They do note in the article that most of the criticism comes from Republicans. Have you heard any concerns from anyone who has met with President Biden about him seeming a little slower?
No.
The Russians are trying to do to make us and the public not trust the our election integrity. Joe Biden has dementia, all this stuff.
Where did you keep papers that related to those things that you were actively working on?
Well, I don't know. This is what, 2017, 18, that period.
Yes, sir.
Remember, in this time frame, my son is either been deployed or is dying.
Remember, in this time frame, my son is either deployed or dying. He doesn't remember which it is. As much as Joe Biden talked about his son, Bo, and how close they were, and how devastating his death was, when he's asked a simple question, he reverts back. He's not asked about his son. He's asked about a time frame in which these documents, and he disclosed that he had the documents to his ghostwriter, and he brings up, well, you have to remember this is a time when, and I don't remember whether my son had been deployed or was dying. He brought it up. Robert Hur didn't bring it up. You just heard that it was brought up by the president.
Papers that related to those things that you were actively working on.
Well, I don't know. This is what, 2017, 18, that area?
Yes, sir.
Remember, in this time frame, my son is either been deployed or is dying. And so it was, and by the way, there were still a lot of people at the time when I got out of the Senate that were encouraging me to run in this period, except the president. I'm not a mean thing to say, but he just
utterly rambling on. Who was running the country? Who was making the decisions? And who, besides Jake Tapper and other members of the media, or the White House press secretary, or the White House chief of staff, or the national security advisor, how many people, the who, what, where, when, and why, the five W's of who was engaged in the cover-up? And how dangerous was that for the country? It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. If you want to send me a text message, the number is 33103, 33103, keyword Mike or Michael. Go follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. We'll continue after this.
With Memorial Day right around the corner, what will you be flying? Some faded, flimsy, overseas-made flag with frayed edges, or a durable, high-quality American flag that truly honors the day? One that was hand-sewn right here in America, in Charleston, South Carolina, by true patriots that love this country. That's right, I'm talking about Allegiance Flag Supply, and I'll be flying my Allegiance flag, and you still have time to get yours before Memorial Day. Now, this is truly a flag to be revered, a flag that you can be proud of. It's also a great gift for a military member in your family or a great Father's Day gift, which is also right around the corner. The only way you can get one is at showallegiance.com, one word. And when you use the promo code Hannity, you will get free shipping. Order yours today. And remember, May is their busiest month, so make sure you have yours in time. Go to their website, one word, showallegiance.com. Use the promo code Hannity for American flags that are made the American way.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat, enjoy lively Celtic and folk music, feast like royalty, and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, $11 to $17, and kids 10 and under. Get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and Skip the Lines. Proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Henderson. And Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State. And Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Henderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hurrah!
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward Program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771. Or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons. Premium offerings. Unbeatable value just for you.
Neighbors that related to those things that you were actively working on.
So the question basically is, with regard to the Biden Center, your cancer, you know, your moon, your cancer moonshot, the different things, Afghanistan, where did you keep those documents that you were actively working on?
Well, I don't know. This is what, 2017, 18, that period?
Yes, sir.
Remember, in this time frame, my son is either been deployed or is dying. And so it was, and by the way, there were still a lot of people at the time when I got out of the Senate that...
Now remember, the question is simply about, where did you keep the documents? You said you were working on a memoir, that you were working with a ghostwriter. You told the ghostwriter that you had these classified documents that you'd found in the basement. So Robert Hur asked the president. So all of these stories, these things that you wanted to write about, where did you keep those documents? And so far, he's not wandered anywhere near. Oh, he's wandered. He's wandered all over the freaking place. But not anywhere near answering the question.
Were encouraging me to run in this period, except the president. Not a mean thing to say. I mean, he just thought that she had a better shot of winning the presidency than I did. And so I hadn't at this point, even though I'm at Penn, I hadn't walked away from the idea that I might run for office again. So if I ran again, I'd be running for president. And so what was happening, though, was one vote dying.
What month? Oh my God! What month did Bo die? And the aide answers for him.
He died. I think it's 2015.
I'm not sure the months are, but I think that was.
Yeah,
that's right, Mr. President.
And what's happened in the meantime is that And Trump gets elected in November of 2016. All right. So, what about 2017?
That's when he left office, in January of 2017.
Okay. But that's when Trump gets sworn in.
Right.
January.
Right. Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Right.
And in 2017, Bo had passed, and this is personal. The genesis of the book and the title Promise Me Dad was you're all close with your sons and daughters, but Bo was like my right arm, and that was my left. These guys were a year and a day apart, and they could finish each other's sentences. And Bo, I used to go home on the train in the period that I was still in the Senate. Anyway, just remember. There was pressure, not pressure. Bo knew how much I adored him. And maybe it sounds so. Everybody knew how close we were. There was not anybody in the world who wondered whether or not. Anyway. And so.
I'm wondering if it's a good time to take a break.
Let me just keep going to get it done.
Mr. President, I wonder if this is a good time to take a break. 4 minutes, 24 seconds after asking, where do you keep the documents? He wonders. He wanders all over the place for 4 minutes and 24 seconds to where the special counsel finally says, Mr. President, you want to take a break? No, I want to keep going. We'll keep going after this.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Some big news. Iran is threatening to wipe Israel off the map and destroy America. Now, UN inspectors say Iran is close to getting nuclear weapons, just weeks away. But President Trump vows he won't let them. He's even moved two aircraft carriers to the area. This is a big story, and Newsmax's Rob Finnerty is covering it all this week and exposing the real threat. Tune in at 8 p.m. Eastern tonight for Rob's series, Stop Iran, and find out Trump's secret plan to fix this. Watch Finnerty on Newsmax, on all major cable systems. President Trump says he watches Newsmax all the time. You should, too. So download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone and sign up for Newsmax Plus to watch us anytime, anywhere. Millions are making the switch to Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says he'll speak by phone with Russian President Putin about the war in Ukraine on Monday.
President Donald Trump posted on his Truth Social site Saturday that he'll be speaking by phone on Monday with Russian President Vladimir Putin about the war in Ukraine. Trump says that the subject will be stopping the bloodbath. Then Trump says he plans to speak with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and members of NATO. Meanwhile, Ukrainian officials say a Russian drone on Saturday hit a bus evacuating civilians from a frontline area in Ukraine's northeastern Sumy region, killing.
That is Donna Warder reporting. The House Budget Committee voting against advancing the GOP's party line tax and spending package amid ongoing opposition from conservatives concerned the cuts simply don't go deep enough. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says the media does want to paint the mega bill as a total failure, which it's not.
Look, the media has counted this bill out for dead at least 10 times. They don't want us to pass President Trump's number one priority.
Former California Congressman John Campbell says Democrats and the media are lying when they say that the tax plan is designed to help the rich.
So it's garbage that this is about the rich. It's not. That's not what Trump's about. His whole thing is populism, right? It's about bringing up the middle class. It's about the person with a blue collar and a tool belt and helping them buy a home and experience the American dream.
Senator John Husted says salvaging Medicaid will require the system return to its original purpose. He says that was to help those truly in need.
But to do that, we're going to have to say to able-bodied, healthy working or healthy Americans that you're going to have to do something in return for these benefits. We need to put a work requirement in there. We need to help create some incentives to deliver these services more cost-effectively.
Senator Husted interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. More from townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare, and I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call. I guarantee we take you as a client. We'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing. Attorneys, this was meant to be funny, so please don't sue me, especially my friend Kenneth from Black River Falls, Wisconsin.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-613-5454. 800-613-5454. 800-613-5454.
Was it a threat or just another anti-Trump message from a former deep state official inside Washington? Administration officials accusing a former FBI director of calling for violence against President Trump. More on that from Donna Warder.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says former FBI Director James Comey is being investigated after posting on Instagram seashells on the beach that appeared to form the numbers 8647 with the comment, "Cool shell formation on my beach walk." Donald Trump is the 47th president of the United States, and 86 has various meanings.
Microsoft acknowledged on Thursday it sold advanced artificial intelligence and cloud computing services to the Israeli military during its war in Gaza to help them find and rescue hostages. The company also said it has found no evidence to date that its Azure platform and AI technologies were used to target or harm people. Breaking news at townhall.com. An endurance athlete plans to swim around the island of Martha's Vineyard off of Cape Cod to mark the anniversary of the filming of Jaws in an attempt to take the teeth out of the mystique of sharks.
Jaws was filmed around Martha's Vineyard and put a spotlight on the fear of sharks. Lewis Pugh says they have been maligned by the blockbuster film as villains, as cold-blooded killers.
Sharks are actually essential for the health of our oceans, and we need to be protecting them.
If you take sharks out of the water,
you have a watery desert.
Pugh has a 3-point plan for his swim.
It's long. I think it's going to take me 12 days to undertake. Number two, the water's really cold.
And third, he could be swimming with the sharks.
That is Ed Donahue reporting. U.S. stocks close out another strong week on a positive note Friday. The S&P 500 up by 0.7%. That's its fifth gain in a row. It also brought its gain for the week up by 5.3%. More from Town Hall.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go. And come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, broadcasting live from Denver, Colorado, you've tuned in to The Weekend with Michael Brown, and I'm really glad that you've done so. One of the rules of engagement, if you want to engage with the program, send me a text message. You can do it any time you're listening to the program, or even when you're not listening to the program, if something crosses your mind. On your message app, the number is 33103, 33103, keyword either Mike or Michael, one or the other. Go give me a follow on X, at Michael Brown USA. So we're working our way through this bombshell of a release yesterday of 4 minutes and 24 seconds of the hours-long interview with Joe Biden last year. And in my opinion, it really is a bombshell. And it's a bombshell not because it proves to us what you and I knew about Biden's cognitive decline, but it proves to us just how bad the cabal is. And I want to make sure you understand what the definition of the cabal is. Because it's not just the media, it's the ruling elite. And the reason I want to emphasize that is because in my opinion, the way I use the term cabal, it's a combination of the ruling elite, the dominant media, and the tech giants, because they all conspire together. I mean, if Bernie Sanders wants to talk about oligarchy, it's the cabal. Because they all conspire together to make sure that what you and I knew and saw and heard, that you would just feed the useful idiots among us, that not you and me, but the useful idiots out there that you know and I know, that what we were seeing and hearing was not true. It was very, you know, it'd make George Orwell very proud, very, very Orwellian. And of course, it raises a whole slew of questions about the who, what, where, when, and why of what was going on inside the White House. In those 4 minutes and 24 seconds that you heard at the end of the last hour, the simple question was, Mr. President, you were interested in this book that you were writing. You were interested in these, and I think her mentioned three or four things. Where were those documents kept? Now, her knew what the answer was. Her knew that he had already said that he kept them, or that he had told the ghostwriter, that Biden had told the ghostwriter, that, oh, I kept those, I found those classified documents in the basement. And what her's doing is a very simple tactic of any good trial lawyer, of getting the witness to admit on the record what you already know to be true. And Biden, for 4 minutes and 24 seconds, can't answer the question. You know, my producer, Michael, and I were talking during the break. And I know you've experienced it. I've experienced it. We probably have all experienced it. Where we've had a loved one. I thought specifically about a grandmother of mine who got to that stage where you would be talking to her. And there was no logical line that you could draw through whatever she was telling. It wasn't even complete stories. It was just little bits of stories here and there. And they were all just woven together into this meaningless, you know, conglomeration of sentences and words that you knew because you'd heard the stories 1,000 times before. But if you were actually listening, you knew that there was no logical thread between any of them. And so in her mind, my nanny, as we called her, my nanny was just going through things that would just pop into her mind, into her memory. You know, a little neuron would fire here and a neuron would fire there. And as my wife said yesterday when she heard this audio, said that is so sad. And I said, yes, on a human level, it is incredibly sad because it's something that, you know, I hope, you know, I will get older, you will get older, and if we live long enough, depending on advances in technology as you and I get older, we will reach a stage where our minds, our bodies keep on going, but our minds do not. And we may sound like that. And yes, that is the cycle of life. And it is sad. Because we know that we're just putting off the inevitable of passing on to the other side. But I'm not the effing president of the United States of America. I don't have naval officers following my every step with the nuclear football. I don't have world leaders calling me to announce that, oh, we just thought you might want to know, we just launched missiles at you. Or to have the Joint Chiefs of Staff call and say, we have incoming. Or to put a piece of paper in front of you that says, oh, Mr. President, here, would you sign this? It's a proclamation declaring Saturday, May 17, Michael Brown Day. Well, sure. When what it actually is, it's some sort of amnesty to open the borders and tell Customs and Border Patrol, just let people in and just process them and send them wherever you want to send them. You know, just, you know, some sort of executive order of some sort. This is a serious problem, and heads need to roll. This is, I remember Watergate. This is worse than Watergate. Watergate may have been nothing more than a two-bit break-in, which then Richard Nixon tried to cover up, and knowingly tried to cover up the break-in, but it didn't threaten the national security of the country. Oh, it may have resulted in a threat of impeachment and the ultimate resignation of the president, but here we had an active cover-up going on while he was president that had to do not with some third-rate burglary. It had to do with the faculties of the commander-in-chief and his ability to fulfill the duties of the office. And nobody. You know, first let me just start with the family. Shame on that family. Shame on Dr. Jill Biden. Shame on Hunter Biden. Shame on his brother James. Shame on his daughter Ashley and everybody else in that freaking immediate family that let this go on. that just let it go on because they were more interested in the perks of the office. They were more interested in the power of the office. They were more interested in having the title of first lady or first brother or whatever, first son, than they were in the health not only of their husband, brother, father, uncle, grandfather, whatever. They were more interested in their own self-interest than they were in the interest of the United States of America. And it's not just the family. Do you think Karine Jean-Pierre, do you think that Jake Sullivan, the National Security Advisor, do you think that Senator Coons, his fellow former senator, or still senator, but when Biden was a senator, from Delaware, that went on television all the time and talked about, oh, you know, he's great. Joe Scarborough, former congressman, former Republican congressman from Florida, now host of Morning Joe on MSNBC, who told us at one point that this is the finest Joe Biden. This is the best Biden ever. Or Jake Tapper, who knew exactly what was going on and kept notes so that he could write a book and make money off a threat to the American national security. That's the cabal. That's the cabal, and that's the cabal acting in the direct disinterest and in their own self-interest and in against the interest of you and me as citizens of this country. It's the vice president. It's every single member of the cabinet. Now, in some ways, I won't blame every single member of the cabinet because I'm not sure that some members of the cabinet for a full four years, ever saw the president of the United States of America. And when they did at the end of that term, who was conducting the meeting? Jill Biden. I'm not even sure all the cabinet members were there. The vice president, Kamala Harris, who had the authority, along with the members of the cabinet, to invoke the 25th Amendment. And you know what? I'll say this to Kamala Harris. You know, if you ever wanted to have a chance of being president, you having the courage to invoke the 25th Amendment and having all of this come out before the election, having all of this come out and prove that your invoking the 25th Amendment was justified might have actually helped you win an election. Now, I don't think you could elect, well, I was going to say you couldn't get elected dog catcher, but with all due respect to dog catchers, you probably could get elected governor of California because there's a lot of dumb people in California. So we came with Michael Brown. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
With Memorial Day right around the corner, what will you be flying? Some faded, flimsy, overseas-made flag with frayed edges, or a durable, high-quality American flag that truly honors the day? One that was hand-sewn right here in America, in Charleston, South Carolina, by true patriots that love this country. That's right, I'm talking about Allegiance Flag Supply, and I'll be flying my Allegiance flag, and you still have time to get yours before Memorial Day. Now, this is truly a flag to be revered, a flag that you can be proud of. It's also a great gift for a military member in your family or a great Father's Day gift, which is also right around the corner. The only way you can get one is at showallegiance.com, one word, and when you use the promo code Hannity, you will get free shipping. Order yours today, and remember, May is their busiest month, so make sure you have yours in time. Go to their website, one word, showallegiance.com. Use the promo code Hannity for American flags that are made the American way.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. So glad to have you with me. Go follow me on X. It's at Michael Brown USA. And then be sure and subscribe to the podcast. On your podcast app, search for The Situation with Michael Brown, The Situation with Michael Brown. You hit that subscribe button, and guess what that does? Oh, it's magical. It'll get you all 5 days of the weekday morning program that I do in Denver, plus it'll get you the weekend program, so you get all 6 days of Michael Brown. It'll be fantastic. So go do that subscription right now. So Biden pushes on, you know, for that 4 minutes and 24 seconds, seemingly unaware of how disoriented he sounds. Now, medical experts might call that something called, and again, I may mispronounce this, anosognosia. That's a condition where someone doesn't even recognize their own mental decline. And that's a real sobering moment when you think about it. And it's not an isolated moment either. Further in the clip, her asks if Biden deliberately took a classified document about Afghanistan, took it home. Biden says this, I guess I wanted to hang on to it for posterity's sake. This was my position on Afghanistan, you know, history, like Gutenberg's printing press. Without it, Europe would be a different place. Countries wouldn't know what was happening elsewhere, and Nixon sweating in that debate. What? What the hell was that? You ask about... I mean, I shouldn't laugh. Can you imagine if there had been a cabinet meeting where Janet Yellen may have talked about, You know, Mr. President, you know, I said something about inflation being transitory, and it looks like it's going to be sticking around for a while. And I think that the spending, we're going to have to do something about the spending. And can you imagine Biden trying to understand anything about anything going on? I don't think he could have comprehended the most simple task. You know, when Biden would go out and give a speech, he was obviously reading from a teleprompter, but I question whether he actually understood what he was saying. Imagine that, not even actually understanding what you're saying.
I hadn't at this point, even though I'm a pen, I hadn't walked away from the idea that I might run for office again. So if I ran again, I'd be running for president. And so what was happening, though, with one vote dying, May 30th, 2015, he died.
I think it's 2015. I'm not sure the months are, but I think that was
yeah.
That's right, Mr. President.
And what's happened in the meantime is that Trump gets elected in November of 2016.
All right. So, why not 2017? That's when he left office, in January of 2017.
Yeah. Okay. But that's when Trump gets sworn in.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. And, in 2017, Beau had passed, and this is personal. The genesis of the book and the title Promise Me Dad was you're all close with your sons and daughters, but Bo was like my right arm, and that was my left. These guys were a year and a day apart, and they could finish each other's sentences. And Bo, I used to go home on a train in the period I was still in the Senate. Anyway.
I want to pause right there for a moment. How many speeches or a Q&A where Biden would start wandering off into Never Never Land, and he kind of put his head down and kind of touch his nose like he was a Coke snorter, and go, well, anyway, you know, and he just trailed off. The mind doesn't know where it's going. The mind doesn't know where it came from, let alone where it's going. And this is the guy that's the commander in chief. This is the guy that's got his, you know, his finger on the euphemistic red button. This is the guy that makes earth-shattering decisions. Except, aren't you wondering who was really making the decisions? Because that's the other part of this explosive bombshell, is who was making the decisions? Is this Woodrow Wilson, and this was Edith Wilson, a.k.a. Dr. Jill Biden, was she the one making the decisions? Or, even worse, was the coke crackhead Hunter Biden making the decisions? Or was Xi Jinping, the president of Communist China, making the decisions? I mean, you truly have to wonder who was making the decisions. Now, I personally think it was probably Jill Biden, Hunter Biden, and Jake Sullivan. It wasn't Kamala Harris. She was cut out of the loop. But as I said beforehand, had Kamala Harris fulfilled her constitutional duty and invoked the 25th Amendment, it probably would have actually increased her stature. But she even wasn't willing to do it. And the cabal continued the cover-up. And even though you and I kept, and some in the media, particularly in, say, Fox News or Newsmax or News Nation, might actually ask the question, but they knew it was futile to ask the question about what was going on because Jean-Pierre would give the same bullcrap answer that, oh, everything's fine. Everything's fine. Well, now we know. You might say, as the kids say, now we have the receipts. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
My wife, but like most couples, we have different sleeping needs. One of us likes it warm and the other prefers to stay cool. You can probably guess who's who. About 15 years ago, I set out on a mission to find the perfect fabric to keep us both comfortable. I found it in viscose from bamboo. I'm Tyler, founder of Cozy Earth. Cozy Earth offers the softest, most comfortable sheets, towels, PJs, joggers, and more. Our premium bamboo viscose fabric is incredibly soft, breathable, and moisture wicking, helping regulate body temperatures so you stay comfortable all day and night. Unbelievably cozy, ethically sourced, and designed to add a touch of luxury to your home. I believe so strongly that our sheets will turn your bed into a sanctuary, that if you sleep in our sheets for 100 nights and don't absolutely love your experience, we will refund your money, no questions asked. I'm so confident that you'll love Cozy Earth that I guarantee it. It truly is the gift that keeps on giving.
Go to CozyEarth.com and use code COZYCOMFORT to save up to 40%. That's CozyEarth.com, code COZYCOMFORT.
I'm Jack Potter Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night, opening on May 14th at 7 o'clock p.m. at the Redding Rodeo Grounds. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land, Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal here inviting you to come gather around the table with us tonight at 5 p.m. for an exciting time of sharing timing tricks and tempting morsels of culinary insights to help you expand your home meal menus and impress your family and friends. We've got flavor, food, and culinary facts right here on Cooking Like a Pro on KCNR Radio.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. So we're talking about the Axios. You know, I keep saying Axios, but it's really, Axios is the one that technically released the audio. But it's also Jake Tapper, because the book is written by both an Axios reporter and Jake Tapper. It's a co-authored book. And so technically they both released this audio yesterday, which then, of course, raises the question, when did you have it, how long have you had it, and where did you get it? Do you ever think about that? Why doesn't, you know, and this is what just drives me up the effing wall. So Jake Tapper and, I forget the Axios reporter's name, that's Alex Thompson. If Jake Tapper and Alex Thompson go on a book tour, which I'm sure they will, because they want to sell as many books as they possibly can so they can cash in on this, then who will have the cojones to stand up and say, Mr. Tapper, Mr. Thompson, when did you get this audio tape? From whom did you get the audio tape? How long have you had the audio tape? And why didn't you release it the moment you got it? I'd like to know where they got it. I mean, I'd like to know all those, the answers to all those questions. But did this come from the special counsel's office? Did this come from some Democrat that's trying to kill off, I mean, because some ways they may be trying to figuratively kill off Biden. Let's just bury this old fart figuratively so we can move on and figure out what the hell we're going to do as the Democrat Party. I mean, if I were a Democrat operative, if I were one of the big donors, I'd be wanting to kill this story and get Biden off the stage as quickly as possible. No more interviews with The View. By the way, do you remember The View interview? Where Dr. Jill Biden had to intervene when Biden was trying to answer a question and rambling around like this. I'll see if I can find that soundbite real quickly. And at this, and she talks about how he was reading his briefing books at, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning, and he was, you know, he was just working all the time. And as I listened to that, I thought, you lying sack of poop. Who are you trying to kid? Your rehabilitation tour is an absolute feces show. And they keep on going. So if I were a big donor Democrat, you know, if I was George Soros, or I was any, you know, George Clooney, or any of these big guys that give, you know, millions of dollars to the Democrat Party, I'd be saying, you got to kill him off. I'd be like James Comey. Instead of 8647, it'd be like 8646. You got to go bury the guy. You got to get him out of the limelight. Turn the cameras off. Make him go back to Delaware. Make him go to the beach in Rehoboth. Spend the summer there and don't say a word. Because the more this continues, which shows you that when it comes to like Jake Tapper and Alex Thompson, look, I've written a book. I wrote a book about my time in the Bush administration. I'm actually working on a second book. So I don't fault him for writing a book, but I wasn't a reporter, and I wasn't concealing anything. I'd testified before Congress about everything that went on during Katrina. And the White House hated it because I was telling them the truth. These guys, Tapper and Thompson, are trying to cash in on the national security of the country. Because you can't tell me that they didn't have this while they were writing the book. So I want to go back to the audio for a moment, because remember, the question was, I shouldn't laugh, because it truly is sad, but it's also, I'm sorry, but it's funny at the same time. And don't tell me it's not, don't tell me that it's wrong to laugh, because you've probably laughed at your own parents or grandparents. You've made the joke about, gee, I didn't think Mom was ever going to finish that story. How many times have we heard that story? Or did you have any clue what Mom was really talking about? And you kind of chuckle about it and go on because you love your mom. And you know, and laughter is a way to, you know, kind of soothe over the pain that you're suffering, knowing how badly your mom or your grandmother or your grandfather are doing. So, yeah, it is funny in that regard. Laughter is a great way to deal with something that's tragic and traumatic. So remember, this whole thing started with those documents that you referred to about you told your ghostwriter that, you know, you'd, where were they? And that's where he starts rambling in to talk about. Somebody made a great point on the text line, and we'll get to your text messages in a minute because you've got some great questions that I want to address. But go back. The question was, where were those documents? And that starts this, you know, kind of a mountain road, you know, with all these, you know, twists and turns and all these hairpin curves trying to go up and down the round the mountain of, you know, well, my son, and I don't remember when was Trump elected? So that's when did I actually leave office? When did I go back into office? And you can hear all of the, just the rambling and rambling and rambling. And a lawyer, an aide had to remind him about, you know, when Beau died. And then there's another point where Robert Hur steps in and says, Mr. President, maybe this would be a good time to take a break. Because Hur understands, watching this, he's got a big problem on his hands. I've been in depositions where I've been cross-examining a witness, probably a hostile witness, and I realize that this witness is not going to be able to answer the question. So sometimes I would let them bury themselves a while, and then I'd take a break. Because I'd want to reassemble with, you know, if I had a couple associates with me, I'd want to reassemble and say, what do you think we ought to do next? You know, we have a witness in there that is obviously clueless or is, you know, might even be devastating to my case. So, you know, let's take time out in a deposition. So Hur's thinking to himself, I think, twofold. One, I need to talk to my team about the situation we have here. And two, I think he's trying to be respectful to the president. He recognizes that he has no clue what the answer is, that he is just wandering off into ether about anything. And so he says, Mr. President, would you like to take a break here? And Biden says, oh, no, I want to continue. I'm going to get this over with. And then he wanders off into something that I'd never heard this before. I've never heard this story before.
And so, wondering if it's a good time to take a break.
Let me just keep going to get it done. You know, I went to Mongolia and.
I'm sorry. I laughed when I heard that. Mr. President, do you want to take a break here? No, I want to keep going. I want to get this. Now, remember, the question was, where were the documents? I took a trip to Mongolia. Really? That's where your brain went? Your brain went that I made a trip to Mongolia, and that was where you picked up?
Everybody knew how close we were. There was not anybody in the world who wondered whether or not. Anyway. And so.
Wondering if it's a good time to take a break.
You want to take a break?
No, let me just keep going.
Yes, keep going.
You know, I went to Mongolia and great pictures. I unfortunately embarrassed the hell out of the leader of Mongolia. There, you know, they were doing what they would do at the time of the invasion of the Mongols into Europe in the 1400s and the 800s. And so we're out in the middle of nowhere, and you're looking up in the hill, and you see this tiny line. Now it's a 20-mile horse race with all these kids under the age of 16 on bareback racing to come down. And, you know, there's sumo wrestlers and doing everything they do. And so they walked over.
Let's see. Mongolia, kids running a race, sumo wrestlers. You tie that together. Yeah. Can you imagine what's going through the special counsel's mind at this point? Can you imagine what the presidential aide is thinking? I'd like to know that kid's name. I say kid, could have been an adult, I don't know. But I'd like to know that aide's name. So you knew this. Why didn't you talk to the family? Why didn't you talk to the vice president? Why didn't you call up the Secretary of Defense or the Secretary of State, the two leading members of the cabinet, and say, I may get in trouble for this, but can we meet? Because I need to have a conversation with you. Somebody that really cared about the country would have done that. But apparently they did not. Didn't care about the country at all.
They had a target big bale said, hey, 100 yards away. And these gorillas were, you know, taking shots. And I think, I don't know if it's an embarrassment or to make a point, but they handed the bow and arrow. I'm not a bad archer. But all I found that were if I could pull it back, so I pure luck, I hit the goddamn target. No, I really did. Bales of hay, like 20 bales of hay with a big target in the middle.
Did you hear the laughter in the background? Now, I don't know whether they were laughing at him or what, but you can hear these awkward laughs in the room. These aren't just slip-ups. These ought to be red flags about Biden's cognitive health. And nobody said a word. Now, Robert Hur testified before Congress. And rather than really grilling Robert Hur in those hearings about tell us more about his condition, give us not just the audio, give us the video. Wouldn't you like to see the video? Wouldn't you like to watch this? I mean, it's like watching a 20-car pileup on the interstate. But wouldn't you like to watch it? Because you know you rubberneck. I never do that, but you know you do. Yeah. Of course we'd like to see that. So you hear the awkward laughs in the room. And again, I point out, those are not just slip-ups. Those are actual red flags about the cognitive health of the President of the United States of America. But here's the kicker. The media didn't want to talk about this. Leading up to that June 27, 2024 presidential debate where Biden's disorientation was on full display, major outlets like CNN, The Washington Post, everybody else kept downplaying the concerns. When the video showed Biden looking confused, they called those cheap fakes, implying they were misleading or out of context. Well, guess what? Here's the spoiler. They weren't. They weren't spoilers at all. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text your question or comment to 33103. Go follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. I'll be right back.
Thinking about buying a new car? You might want to pump the brakes. With prices climbing across the board, that new car smell is coming with a bigger price tag than ever. It's no wonder more people are choosing to keep the cars they already own, and Maaco is here to help make those cars feel brand new again. Whether your vehicle's rocking a faded finish, carrying around a few dents from daily life, or your bumper's seen better days, we've got you covered. Maaco specializes in high-quality, affordable paint jobs and light collision repairs that bring your car back to life. Without the sticker shock, you'll be surprised how far a fresh coat of paint and a little bodywork can go. It's fast, affordable, and makes your car look great without blowing your budget. Don't wait. Book your free estimate online or visit your nearest Maaco today. Appointments fill up fast, and your car deserves a fresh start. Because now, more than ever, it just makes sense to invest in what you already have. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
Spring has sprung, and whether it's pollen, dust, dirt, or road grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has you covered. They offer car wash packages starting at $11, which includes a hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle automated pull-through wash, and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Experience glowing wild in the illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
System. That was doing everything to tell you that what you were seeing and hearing was simply not true. In one interview, he actually challenged Congressman Dean Phillips, who raised alarms about Biden's health, accusing the congressman of being a narcissist and damaging the president, telling him, which you heard that early in the program, shame on all of you pretending everything is okay. Do you worry you damaged him at all? I've heard a lot of nasty stuff about you from your Democratic colleagues. Tapper also dismissed a Wall Street Journal report on Biden's health. Tapper pointed out that, the Wall Street Journal is owned by the Murdochs. Okay, well, so what? Well, here's so what. The message he was trying to deliver was, don't believe the media. Don't believe the Wall Street Journal because it's owned by this rich Republican guy named Rupert Murdoch. Who kept this story alive? Who kept it alive? X, Twitter, So social media, to some degree, and independent and conservative, and I want to separate those two out, independent and conservative commentators kept the issue alive because they kept sharing the unfiltered clips that showed the reality. Now, with those audio clips being out, Tapper and Thompson's book is being sold as a bold expose. Really? So you knew about it. Did you know you had a bold expose? Because that's now what the cabal is saying. How quickly they turn. And I think my theory is they're turning and they're going to support this. And they're now all going to consider that you'll be enough of a useful idiot that, now I know you won't, but you know people who will be useful idiots about this story and say, yeah, it turns out that he was real. That's sad, isn't it? And they'll never think about the cover-up. They'll never think about the dangers to the country. They'll never think about who was really running the White House, who was really in charge. They'll never think about that. But they will think this. Well, it's sad. And so maybe we should quit talking about it. Why? Because the Democrat Party will not be able to move forward until this story, this is ripping the bandage off and letting the wound start to heal. And I think this was, put your tinfoil hat on, I think this is all on purpose. Jake Tapper, Alex Johnson, CNN, Axios, the book publisher, the Democrats. You can't tell me that Jake Tapper and Thompson from Axios didn't go to some of the big donors and say, hey, you know what? We're going to tell the truth and we're going to put this book out. You can use this to your advantage. Help us sell the book and it'll help you shut down the story. You want to take bets? Now, I would imagine there are some people in this audience, maybe not you, but maybe you over there, that think I've spent way too much time on this. The reason I've spent so much time on this is because I truly do believe that this needs to go forward, that there needs to be congressional hearings. There needs to be people held accountable. In fact, some people may have violated federal law. There needs to be an expose of what did Kamala Harris know and when did she know it. For that matter, everybody, I can sit here and spend the rest of this segment, the next 2 minutes, just talking about everybody that's on that list that needs to be questioned about the who, what, where, when, and why. Because this is worse than Watergate. This presented a clear danger to the Republic. Isn't it interesting that the Comey thing, the story about 8647 came out, the same day that the audio tapes are released. This story is not just about Joe Biden. It's about trust. Trust in our leaders, trust in the media to tell us the truth. What a joke. And these audio clips pull back the curtain on a president that was struggling to answer very basic questions and a press that for the entire time looked the other way. So as we move forward, the question is, how do we rebuild trust? Can we rebuild trust when the gatekeepers of information keep letting us down? And not just let us down, but affirmatively lie to us. Absolutely lie to us. Because that's what they were doing. Now, you know, I mention the text line all the time, but I've been looking through the texts as I've been talking. You've raised some really pertinent, good questions, which is shocking for you. No, I'm just being an ass. When we get back, I want to walk through a few of those questions because they're good and they deserve answers. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. In fact, if you have a question, go ahead and text it right now. The number's 33103, keyword MicroMichael. And don't forget to follow me on X. If you haven't done that now, why not? At Michael Brown USA. I'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
What if you could unlock over $1 million in personal and business credit? That's exactly what Ray Reynolds can do for you. I'm talking about protecting your family and building your business with $100,000 in personal or business cash credit. And Ray can help you rebuild your credit score to 750. Ray Reynolds isn't just any expert. He helped the security chief of TRW that became Experian, one of the most trusted credit bureaus. If you're looking to get your finances on track, Ray is the man you should call for a 750 credit score. Call Ray at 800-427-5991. 800-427-5991. Join his live webinars and attend his weekly workshops to learn the insider strategies for hitting your personal and business goals. Ready for a 750 credit score and your first $100,000 in credit? Call Ray Reynolds now at 800-427-5991. That's 800-427-5991.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.